Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience and welcome to the Hohai 2020 first quarter investor conference call. The presenters for today's conference are the Chairman Yang Liu, the CFO David Huang, and IR Director Alice Yang. During the presentation, the participants' line will be muted. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Alice Yang, the IR Director. Mr. Yang, please go ahead.
Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hohai Precision Industries 2020 first quarter financial result conference call. This is Alice Yang, Hohai IR Director. We have posted the presentation file of today's call on the Hohai corporate website, www.foxconn.com. Please download it as your reference. Before we start the call, I would like to remind you of the safe harbor notice on the second page. Hohai's Chairman Yang Liu and the CFO David Huang will present on this call. On the third page, there will be four sections of the presentation today, including first quarter financial result, second quarter business outlook, and a recap of recent major statements. After that, we will open up for questions. Now I will pass this to the CFO, David Huang.
Good morning and afternoon, everyone. I'm David Huang, Chief Financial Officer of Hohai. I would like to first direct you to page five of today's briefing. According to past conventions, we will first introduce several important consolidated subsidiaries of Hohai Technology Group as a percentage of Hohai's overall consolidated revenue. Please see next page. In the income statement, revenue for the first quarter was 929.1 billion. After the outbreak in late January of this year, although the total working hours of the group fell by more than 20% compared with the same period last year, with the concerted efforts of all employees, final revenue declined by only 12% compared with the same period last year. Secondly, due to the decrease in revenue, the increase in the proportion of fixed cost amortization, changes in product mix, and the increase in epidemic prevention cost, gross profit decreased by 16.5 billion, a 28% decline from the same period last year, and the gross profit margin was 4.5%. Third, epidemic prevention cost was estimated over 10 billion due to COVID-19. As Chairman Yang Liu mentioned on March 3 in the last investor conference, our company has requested our clients and the local government to share the cost together, but most of which will take effect afterwards. Therefore, without taking the epidemic into consideration, our operating profit would have been better than the same period last year. The operating profit for the first quarter was 4.5 billion, which decreased by 11.6 billion compared to the same period last year. In this severe climate, despite the increase in epidemic prevention cost, Hohai is committed to controlling operating expenses. Therefore, operating expenses in the first quarter decreased by 4.9 billion compared with last year, for an operating profit margin of 0.49%. As for non-operating income and expenses, due to high volatility in the financial markets during Q1, an 7.4 billion decrease on valuation of investment securities, a 3.1 billion decrease on investment income recognized under equity method compared with the same period last year. In addition, net currency exchange loss in the first quarter has a little impact compared with the same period last year. Based on above, Q1 net profit margin was 0.22%, and the EPS was 0.15. Turning to the balance sheet on page 7, the most obvious change in Honghai's balance sheet in the fourth quarter was a year-on-year increase in cash by 14%, and a net cash increase by 37%. At the same time, due to proper inventory control, the cash cycle was reduced by 2 days compared with the same period last year. With a high degree of uncertainty in the overall environment, Honghai is able to maintain strategic flexibility by retaining a sufficient cash. Please continue to the cash flow statement on the next page. As cash inflow from operating activities continued to increase and the capital expenditure continued to decrease, free cash flow in the first quarter reached NT$117.4 billion from NT$108.5 billion, NT$8.9 billion increase compared with the same period last year. Please continue to the next page. After review Honghai first quarter financial statements, let's review the performance of the three major consolidated subsidiaries in the first quarter. FII Q1 revenue was flat year on year. Profit declined by 35% year on year. FIH Q1 revenue declined by 41% year on year. Loss continues to converge year on year. FIT Q1 revenue declined by 7% year on year. Profit declined by 94% year on year. Looking back on revenue guidance we provided during the March 3 investor conference, at the same time, we predict that mainland production will resume at the end of March. But in fact, we achieved this goal ahead of expectations. Therefore, the outlook for the four product categories meets expectations quarter on quarter. As for the year-to-year comparison, they are better than originally expected. Next, Honghai Chairman Yang Liu will present our outlook for the second quarter.
Thank you, David. Good morning and afternoon, everyone. I'm Yang Liu, Chairman of Honghai. I will now present to you our outlook for the second quarter of this year. We estimate that the Q2 revenue should grow by over 15% compared with the first quarter. Compared with the same period last year, it is estimated that there will be a single-digit decline. Overall, due to the rapid spread of the epidemic, many countries have implemented restrictions, coupled with high unemployment rates, which has impacted consumer demand significantly. However, remote working, online entertainment, and the new lifestyles have given us some new growth drivers. From the perspective of the four major product categories, consumer products will have a single-digit QOQ decline or an over 15% decline YOY. But as for the rest of the three product categories, we'll show growth trend for both QOQ and YOY. Since the onset of the epidemic, both enterprises and governments have implemented policies such as work from home and learn from home, further driving the demand for cloud office and online education. Therefore, enterprise products will grow more than 15% QOQ and more than 10% YOY. Computing products will also benefit from the increase in demand for home office and online entertainment. Q2 QOQ and YOY growth will exceed 15%. Finally, in the components and the other product category, due to the increase in shipments of optical lens modules, there will be more than 15% growth from quarter to quarter in Q2 and more than 10% growth YOY. Next, I would like to review with you the progress of several important investments from our last investor conference to date. First of all, our strategy of new products is not affected by COVID-19 pandemic. Honghai with Yulong and Hitech officially signed a joint venture agreement on March 6. Subsequent preparations for the new joint venture company, as well as the R&D projects, will proceed as planned. Secondly, we mentioned our responsibility as a clean energy supplier at our investment conference last June. Therefore, we invested in Shandong Chengshang Energy in April to strengthen our efforts on clean energy. At present, our solar power has accumulated a total of 253 megawatts. In the next 2 years, we expect to generate an additional 210 megawatts. This is all a part of our commitment on environmental sustainability efforts. Third, following Honghai Group's Foxconn 3.0 strategy, each subsidiary also has its own plan in their respective areas of expertise. FIH announced the capital increase in its subsidiary Mobile Drive Technology Corp on April 29 for the expansion of its in-circuit infotainment and connected system, including hardware, software, and the service platform. Please see the following page. Finally, I further update the impact of the epidemic. At the end of January, upon the outbreak of COVID-19, I issued the highest principle at our internal epidemic prevention meeting. That is, first, the employee safety is the highest priority. Second, the operation of the plant must be legal and compliant with all regulations. As for each individual factories, all major factories in mainland China have resumed normal operations. For India, the Indian government announced that restriction will be gradually lifted beginning May 17. And the company will apply for resumption of operations in accordance with local government regulations. Production in most of our Mexico factories are classified as essential goods for people's livelihood, thus remain in operation. The Vietnam factory is still operating as normal. Northeast Asia, Southeast Asia, Europe, and North America are all under normal operation. A small number of offices are working from home in response to government regulations. Above is all my presentation for today. Thank you for listening.
Operator, now we start taking questions.
Yes, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants with question to pose, please press 01 on your telephone keypad and you will be placed in the queue. To cancel the queue, please press 02. Thank you. And our first question is coming from Gokul Hariharan of JP Morgan. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my questions. My first question is regarding supply chain changes and relocation. Are we seeing more activity from your customers in terms of looking to diversify the supply chain a little bit more away from China? Obviously, last year we've talked about trade war being a risk and being a trigger for that. But now I think some of the companies are even talking about diversification because of resiliency reasons. Are we seeing an accelerated move? Added question to that is, if we are seeing that kind of a move during this period, do we think that Honhai CapEx is likely to be higher, or are we still going to be able to manage with a similar kind of CapEx? And lastly, given this year revenue outlook seems to be less certain, do we think that the 2020 CapEx could be lower than 2019 CapEx?
In terms of the relocation, I think before the epidemic starts, we actually started the some of the relocation, okay, based on the customer's demand. So after the outbreak of the epidemic, we don't see any specific request from our customers for us to expedite the relocations. But no matter how the political situation changes, Honhai will always focus on customers' needs first. Okay. So that would be the answer for your first question. Okay. The second question is about
CapEx.
The CapEx, we don't see too big a change, because the relocation, doesn't really happen, after the epidemic. Okay.
Okay. Understood. Second question on margins. How should we think about margins in Q2, as well as how should we think about second half once we are largely over this issue? Do we get back to that 1% gross margin expansion kind of target in second half of this year, or do we have to wait for next year for that to start kicking in?
So we believe that Q2 gross margin and the operating margin will return back to the previous levels of the same period the last year. Due to that, the fourth quarter we have some special situation that as our CFO mentioned, only about we have lost about 20% of our man hours. Okay. So margin-wise, we would think Q2 will return to its previous level. But in terms of Q3 and Q4, so far, it's still unclear for us what is going to happen.
Okay. Do you feel that... do you feel more pricing pressure from customers given that demand is a little bit weaker now compared to previously? Should we expect that could push back some of this margin expansion that we were expecting previously?
We don't see any pricing pressure at the moment. Okay. I think the pressure is on how we deliver the products on time so far.
Okay, understood.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Next we'll have Robert Chen of Bank of America Securities for questions. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Hi, Chairman Liu. This is Rob. Yeah, I want to ask him the question. It's probably more on the virus impact. I think the whole world has big change after the virus, no matter, like, from your point of view, because you guys are global biggest EMS company, and at the same time, you probably see a lot of the consumer, their behavior is also changed, or even in the political way, or even in the business way. I don't know, from your point of view, will you start doing some kind of strategy change or business plan or some adjustment after a virus? I mean, yeah, and this is probably more long-term strategy kind of question. So.
I think, if you're familiar with our Foxconn 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0 strategy, our long-term plan has always been, diversify our business into a new industries. So that has not changed. And will the consumer behavior change after the epidemic? Yeah, we believe so. Okay. It will change. But to what degree and to what scale is yet to be seen. Okay?
Okay, understand. Probably another one I'm follow up is probably in the CapEx side. We know Honghai have production facility globally, but right now, especially the biggest assembly line or the biggest production and the final assembly place mostly is in China. I mean, have you started thinking about, like, for example, to build in a assembly site in, for example, in U.S.? I mean, because I know you guys already have some facility before in India, even in Vietnam or in Europe, but probably not really. I know in U.S. you guys have some R&D center and some of the basically more small size. I mean, so how do you view on this? Yeah.
I think in terms of assembly sites in the U.S. area, in the North American area, we have pretty big production sites in Mexico. And to do production inside of U.S., we had to pick the right products to do. Okay. And, we already have some products being made over there. It's mostly maybe server-related products. Due to the situation, the cost consideration in the U.S., only limited number of products can be made in the U.S. Okay.
Okay. So yeah. So can we say that the possibility to have, for example, like a smartphone or the other consumer product to made in U.S. going forward? Can we say, or probably in the coming 2 to 3 years? Can we say very unlikely?
My personal opinion is that it's going to be difficult, for the mobile devices to be produced in the U.S. because it requires a lot of labor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Understand. Probably my follow-up question is on margin side. Based on the heavy, the CFO being mentioned, sounds like a lot of the cost coming out is in first quarter. Can we say it's more like a one-off cost? And basically, a lot of this kind of additional cost, going forward, either government or client, some of them will come back, will pay back. So can we have, for example, looking at not only normal, probably have slightly upside opportunity for second half, and even for next 2 years, because I know companies have been talking about, like you mentioned, 1.0, 2.0, this kind of long-term plan, and one of the big, I would say, important indicator for us is probably in the operating margin, or gross margin, because you guys are talking about 10% is kind of a target. I mean, I don't know, after this kind of virus issue, have you still maintained this, the same kind of target? Thank you.
You know, for the margin for this year, you know, the first quarter is very special, you know, due to the virus, coronavirus. And as we mentioned in the past, that you know, we're getting some help from the local government and our customers, but the help, you know, will not be realized, okay, in Q1. Now, most of them will be realized in Q2 and Q3, and some of them will be realized in Q4. So, you know, because of that, we think overall the margin for the whole year will be about the same. Okay. So in terms of the 10% margin goal, we still think you know, that's still in our plan, okay, and we are not changing it.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's all my questions. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
As a reminder, please press 01 if you would like to ask the question. Thank you. The next question is coming from Kelly Huang of Daiwa. Go ahead, please.
Chairman Liu and David, this is Kelly from Daiwa. I have a couple questions. The first question I want to follow up, I just heard about, Chairman Liu, you mentioned about the margin for this year is about the same. I just want to clarify, you mean the whole year gross margin is similar to last year?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. The second question, actually, I want to check about your progress in Wisconsin. I know, I just want to know, because COVID-19, do you have any new plan for this site? Or could you give us some update about when we see the panel will be ramped up? It's later this year. And what kind of product are you aiming for that site?
Our investment in Wisconsin is currently proceeding according to the plan, okay. The mix of planned locally manufactured products continue to grow. Now that includes networking equipment and network security products and some server products. And in terms of the panel products, you know, that plan has changed.
Okay, so I just want to follow up. So it means in the future, Wisconsin site won't focus on the display product anymore, but more like networking, enterprise, this kind of product?
We are in the process of negotiating with the local government. So we will let you know, once it is confirmed. Okay. But,
okay.
Yeah, the products we are producing at the moment are networking-related and the server-related products.
Okay, understand. And from the news, I see you guys actually already missed some requirement. So potentially we will get a subsidy from the U.S. government. Is that something potentially will factor in like second half this year?
Well, as I mentioned, that we are working with the local government. Okay. And I think,
okay,
due to the epidemic impact, I think the flexibility of the plan is understood by the local government. But it takes time for us to communicate with the government officials.
Okay, understand. My last question actually is about your cash dividend. I think a lot of long-term investors really care about that part. We see last year our cash dividend actually increased to $4.2. For this year, I understand the situation may be quite challenging because overall economic uncertainty. But I was wondering, does company have intention of in the future, what's your policy in terms of cash dividend? Will we maintain a certain amount of cash dividend, or we want to maintain a certain percentage of a cash payout ratio?
As far as now, we're going to stick with our percentage commitment. It's still at least 40% of the net profit. Yeah.
Okay. So more stick with a percentage rather than an absolute dollar payout.
Yes.
Okay. I have no more questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We are now in question and answer session. If you would like to ask the question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. And the next question is coming from Gokul Hariharan of JP Morgan. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question again, Chairman Liu. One follow-up to Robert's question. Post the virus outbreak and feedback from your customers, et cetera, given the challenges that we have had in terms of the staffing of the factories initially and then kind of bringing it back on, are you thinking about potential long-term changes in terms of how assembly as well as other parts of the process is likely to work? Is there any meaningful changes that you think that could happen in the industry that you could bring about? And are there any implications from a cost or a customer perspective to that? My second question is, obviously, there's been a lot of focus on healthcare-related products, and Honhai Group has also pitched in with some of expediting some of these kind of products. I think you've talked about digital health among one of the three key growth areas. Could we talk about anything that is changing? I mean, you've talked about some of the progress that you've made previously in some of the medical instruments, et cetera. Are we seeing that accelerate as a result of a bigger focus on some of these areas? And could we talk about what is the kind of 2 to 3 year plan for that vertical? And my last question would be, I think there's a lot of press reports about competition and one of your customers talking about bringing in China competition, et cetera. I think just wanted to understand, what is Honhai's view on the core business? I think obviously competition has always been there, but is this kind of a competition going to be different from the Taiwanese peers that you've faced? Or you feel that it's going to be fairly similar kind of dynamics compared to what you've seen over the last several years?
Google, you're testing my memory.
Okay, sorry, I'll ask one by one then.
answer it, as I can recall. The first question was about
any change in the assembly plan or any like long term, do you see that there is going to be a change in how you do things because of this?
Of course, the lighthouse manufacturing will be the way to go. Okay, we put a lot of effort in lighthouse manufacturing, okay, or smart manufacturing, okay. We think that will be the way to go, okay. And the lighthouse manufacturing will be based on that to build up our digital transformation for the whole company. So that's what we are going to do, okay. And your second question, the new product that we're going to do?
Yeah, it's on digital health. I think what are the what
health?
Are the new engagements you have, and how should we think about it, given there is a lot of focus on the digital health side, obviously, recently?
Okay. Yeah. On the digital health front, we have partnered with a global consulting company on several projects, you know, such as medical imaging, AI-related products, the DNA sequencing products, yeah, and some advanced X-ray equipment. Those are the three areas that we are looking into. And we already have some collaboration with some company in Israel on the new generation of X-ray machines. We also are working on some MBI equipment for imaging of the breast cancers. Okay, those are the areas that we have been working on in the digital health area.
Okay. And my last question was about competition.
About competition, you know, we always face a lot of potential competitor in the past, and we think these challenges are always there. We'll leverage our best talents and resources in our existing industry, okay, to provide global manufacturing services to our customers in order to fulfill their needs. But in the long run, we're into three new future industries, as we mentioned in our FASCON 3.0. That includes EV, digital health, and robotics. That's how we're going to outrun our competitors.
Understood. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And the next question is coming from Jordan Pong of Franklin Templeton. Go ahead, please.
Hi, dear Chairman. Just a follow-up question on the relocation. And actually, recently, there's an article talking about your big customer asked to shift around 20% of the capacity to India from China. So I just wonder that would be the actually the further request on your group, and what would be the CapEx it really incurred going forward. And would that change your pipeline? I understand that you already have the capacity in India, but I mean, under such a new development, would this speed up such relocation and incur extra cost on the CapEx? Thank you.
First of all, I think that's a rumor. I don't know what's going on with that. Where does the information come from? That's my first answer. But in terms of the plan for our specific customers and with their specific products, I'm not the right person to comment on this on specific customers and products. So sorry.
No worries. Thank you.
If you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. We are now in question and answer session. If you would like to ask the question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. And next we'll have Kelly Huang of Daiwa for questions. Go ahead, please.
Chairman Liu, this is Kylie again. I have a question regarding your progress on the company transformation from Foxconn 1.0, 2.0 to 3.0. I just wondering, because this year I think a lot of delivery on margin may be deteriorated because of virus. But if we take a look about your internal efforts to for on the Foxconn 1.0 and 2.0, do we can expect to see some margin improvement from, let's say, next year? Maybe some like a 1 to 2% digit point you're talking about?
We're quite optimistic about the progress of our Foxconn 1.0 and 1.2 projects. In terms of the margin improvement for this year and next year, we'll do our best. So far, we're not able to predict how big the impact will be because it's quite complicated due to the virus situation. But we think the progress of these two of Foxconn 1.0 and 2.0, we're quite happy about it, and we think it will have some impact. But in terms of how big, I just can't tell at the moment.
Okay. May I follow on this part? Could I say, because I think originally we are talking about 10% gross margin within the 5 years view, could I say because this year we might be impacted by the COVID-19, so it's more like delay for 1 year. Of course, let's assume the impact from the virus is over next year. So it's more like a delay the process, but actually a lot of effort we already making, but the overall progress actually on track to our original plan.
Yes, we don't see any change in terms of our 2025 target. Okay, even with the virus, with the current virus situation, the progress towards the 2025. It's quite promising. Yeah, that's what we see. The impact of the pandemic is mostly on our current business. And but if you look at the whole year performance, if nothing goes too wrong in the next second half, I'll estimate the margins will go back to what it was a year ago.
Okay, thank you. I understand.
Okay, thank you.
And the next question is coming from Henry Quiet of Orient Securities. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Just now you mentioned about Lighthouse is the direction you're going to be. And can you maybe elaborate more about the progress of the Lighthouse and digital transformation? And maybe what is the impact of the digital transformation, or maybe we call it industrial internet, to the top line of the company? Thanks.
Okay, in terms of Lighthouse project, our goal was to transform about 10 of our factories into Lighthouse factories this year. We're still working on it, and the progress still made according to the plan, that will be the foundation, as I mentioned, for the digital transformation. Because we are a manufacturing company, the digital transformation will have to include our factories. Unlike a lot of different kind of industries, companies in different type of industries, when they do digital transformation, they mean something else. But for us, as a manufacturing company, factories will be the foundation of the company. So the majority of the effort for our digital transformation will be to transform our factories to a digitized factory. That is, you know, from our point of view, lighthouse factories will be the target for us. And with the lighthouse production, lighthouse factories, the intention of that is to increase our efficiencies, the OEEs. So with that, we think it will increase our bottom line, not the top line. Okay. The top line increase will be for the new businesses in the new industry. Okay, that's how we look at it.
Okay, got it. Because some of our factories are very huge and some are relatively small. May we know roughly in terms of revenue or maybe manpower, how big are these 10 factories this year?
You know, all factories, the physical size of the factory is mostly about 160 meter times 60 meter. So it's about 10,000 meter square meters with about four stories. That's our typical factories, the typical size of the factories. The 10 factories that we're going to turn them into the lighthouse will be something in that size. Okay. And it depends on the kind of production that they're doing. It could be, we call it the level 5, level 6, or level 10. With level 10, you in that kind of factories, it will go as much as like 4,000 to 5,000 people at the moment. For level 6, it's around 1,000, 1 to 2,000. For level 5, it's lower than maybe about 1,000. So with lighthouse factories, we will turn that into hundreds for level 5 and level 6. But for the level 10 final system assemblies, the reduction of the labor could be less. Less by that, I mean maybe 30% less of its original labor.
Okay, got it. Thanks, Chairman.
Okay.
If you would like to ask the question, please press 01 on your keypad. Thank you. And the next question is coming from Jordan Pond of Franklin Templeton. Go ahead, please.
Dear Chairman, actually another question is regarding your major customer. Do you think that there's any chance that the new product would be delayed in terms of the product launch in the second half this year? And when you are saying that if everything will go to normal in the second half this year, then the margin or everything will go to normal level. Would that assume that this kind of new product would be launched on time? Thank you.
Jordan, I'm sorry I cannot comment on any specific customer product or factory stuff related to our specific customers.
All right. Okay. No worries. Thank you.
And the next question is coming from Robert Chen of Bank of America Securities. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Chairman. Yeah, this is Robert Chen again. Because of, I know you talk about big labor decrease in on the lighthouse, and but I remember one of your your peers in China been keep talking about SIP chip changing package. Basically, a lot of things become more small, and need to put a lot of small components and into a small package, because the profit is also one of the other way to in terms of decreasing labor, increasing automation efficiency. I don't know. I think probably from the angle that you're talking about, like from the level 5, level 6, it's probably more from mechanical, but from the CFS point of view, somewhere, and I think from more semiconductor and probably also from SMT side. I don't know, because of you have good experience in both semi and in EMS, so I want to hear what your thought on this. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the advanced packaging capabilities definitely will change the way we produce our products. Okay, not only SIP package, but also advanced 3D or the fan-out packaging. I think this is the trend. Okay, but it will not change the system level product. Okay, so in terms of for the system level production, that may be I would say the function or the way to do the system level products will be about the same. The impact maybe for the is on the level 6. Okay. The level 6 may transform into a combination of SIP and the SMT. That's what we see. Okay, because some of the components will be in a bigger package, will be further integrated into the new packaging technology, but that package will still be assembled onto the board with typical SMT process. So SMT will still be there.
Yeah. So it basically is a combination on the SMT and some of the packaging technology. Can we say this is actually more for in the component, especially a lot of semi, a lot of the component label to put together? Probably I also want to know about what is the,
Hello, are you there?
Sorry, because of kind of phone coming. I also want to know how the Honghai's progress in the SIP and the over advanced packaging in this area. Thank you.
Yeah, we already have the SIP capability right now. We have a company by the name of SST, I think. Yeah. They are already capable of doing some SIP products. So SIP is not new to Foxconn. And in terms of advanced packaging, we have some activity in Qingdao that we are going to build some advanced packaging capability in Qingdao, and it will be targeted to have that kind of packaging products in a couple of years, in 2021, approximately 2021, the end of 2021 to 2022.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, very helpful.
Okay, thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our time is up. So thank you all today for attending the call. And we will conclude the call now. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chairman Liu. And ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect. Goodbye.